Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's great to be with you. It's Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Glad to be with you. We're in 2 Timothy chapter 4, where Paul is placing his mantle, his charge, his commissioning of Timothy into the gospel ministry of preaching the Word of God. And where we find ourselves now is in verse 5 of 2 Timothy chapter 4. As for you, that's Paul speaking to Timothy, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Well, I know many of you here are listening to this and you say, well, you know, I'm not a pastor, and so this isn't really applicable to me. Yes, it is. Now you know how to pray for your pastor. Now you know what to look for in a pastor. And now you know how to encourage your pastor. Now you have something to give to your pastor and share with your pastor passages like this and their implications. Here he's telling the pastor preacher Timothy, he is telling him, listen, not only do I want you to preach the word and don't give up, even if they begin to turn away from sound doctrine, you stay the course, be prepared, be persistent, keep preaching the word. And then he says this, four things, be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. So what all is he saying here? Well, just a couple of thoughts out of this verse for our slice of fresh bread this Wednesday. Number one is this. He's telling him, be sober-minded. You know, there's a place for humor in preaching, and certainly it needs to be there. And the Bible's clear that laughter makes the heart merry. There's a place for humor in everything, but preachers need to remember, you're not a comedian. Is humor good? It gives a break in the intensity of a man. Yes, all of those things. But remember, this is serious business. People are suspended between heaven and hell to whom we are speaking. And we have a gospel message. We are physicians of the soul. We're dealing with the cancers of sin, the terminal illness of rebellion against God. And we have to realize this is sober business. You know, isn't it very interesting that the Bible takes great pains in the Gospels to affirm every single human emotion in the life of Jesus and document it, except for one. The Bible never says that he laughed. Now listen, I believe Jesus laughed. You can't be on a 3-year road trip with Peter without laughing. I know he laughed. But it's interesting that the Bible doesn't document it. And I think the reason is not because Jesus didn't laugh and not because laughter doesn't have a place. But it's not documented to remind us this is sober business that we are about. These are important matters of eternity, and we need to realize that and maintain that. So he not only says be sober-minded, but endure suffering. That is, you're going to suffer. Remember, he's already told you, if you're going to preach Jesus, you're going to suffer for Christ's sake. You're going to get personally disappointed. People are going to betray you. People are going to mock you. There are all kinds of things that are going to happen. Even death for preachers has occurred. Go to the first century. Go right now to many places of the world and see how these who proclaim the word are being put to death. But you endure the suffering. It's only for a time, for the eternal weight of glory that yet awaits us. Number three, do the work of an evangelist. You're equipping the saints through the preaching and teaching of the word, but you're always doing the work of an evangelist. You're always appealing to lost people to come to Christ. You're a pastor teacher equipping the saints, but you're ready always in your preaching to make sure of that evangelistic appeal, that evangelistic invitation to make the decision to come to Jesus Christ. And then the fourth thing that he says is fulfill your ministry. My goodness, how many times have I sat down with young ministers and said this to them? Don't go into the ministry to be fulfilled. Now, is it fulfilling to be in the ministry? Yes, for much of the time it is. But there's time it's not fulfilling. There are times you ask yourself, why am I doing this? It's because you're called. You're not there for the ministry to fulfill you. You are there to fulfill the ministry that the Lord has given to you. And we're going to find out what that looks like tomorrow as we go to another slice of fresh bread. May the Lord bless you this day as he nourishes you on this slice of fresh bread, informing you of what to look for in a pastor, how to pray for your pastor, and challenging the pastors that are listening. And this slice of fresh bread is for you.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.